You are not going to believe what I am looking at right now. It's impossible to even comprehend that something like this could be happening in our country. Hi, I'm Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio, and this is just mind-boggling. Let me share this with you. A former editor of the Washington Post, along with a professor at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, have issued a massive report recommending that the government get involved in saving news reporting. You know, now the next business at the trough using our taxpayers is none other than the news services. Newspapers, television, whatever, they have this business model that's not working. They have these huge structures that don't work, and now people aren't supporting them anymore. And who do they run to rather than fixing their problems? Like us as business people, we have to fix our problems. We got to, you know, get rid of employees that aren't working. We got to hire new employees that will. We've got to reduce our overhead. We got to go without paying ourselves. We got to do whatever it takes to change our business model to all of these weird gyrations in the economy, because that's what business people do. But no, news people, instead, they advocate a bailout, a government takeover. What country is this? Is this Russia that we're going to have a state-run newspaper? How about Cuba? They have a state-run newspaper. How does it work for them? Now, this is what we're advocating. Because as soon as you have a government-run newspaper, then the government is going to have to put the other newspapers out of business, because the government one won't be able to stay in otherwise. Well, I got to tell you, this is an atrocious policy. And you know why these newspapers are advocating this? You know why they are even having these problems? Is because they have built a product that nobody wants. Nobody wants it. It's preposterous that they would now force it upon everybody by funding it out of tax money. Now, look, I like the newspaper as much as anybody, but I got to tell you, I've been very frustrated by the content that these people have published over the last 15 to 20 years. And I've seen many occasions where I happen to know the facts of the story, where a reporter is contacted by a consumer. The consumer feels jilted or wants some attention or really just wants his way or sees an opportunity to maybe get something for nothing. And so they get all frustrated with the company. The company does everything they can to try to resolve the situation. And at the end, they're just, look, you need to go away. You're not playing fair. As a customer, we don't want you in our business anymore. And then they run to this consumer reporter. The reporter hears the consumer story and, ooh, goody, I've got an idea. I've got an opportunity to pander to the reading public. I've got a way to try to get them to like me. All of these people that want something for nothing. I'm going to write a story blitzing this business, tearing it apart. And they will call the business and get the other side of the story. But really, all they're looking for is a juicy quote. Maybe somebody will slip up and say something dumb that they can report in the paper and further alienate these businesses. So for years, these reporters, one at a time, over and over again, have been trashing business, talking about business being the problem for consumers, talking about businesses being the problem for the employee. You know, how employees can stand up to their employer, how consumers can stand up to these big companies, how big insurance companies are trying to ruin our healthcare system, or how, you know, they want the healthcare system. They want it to work because they're so invested in it. But none, that's another story. So anyway, our newspapers are tearing apart these businesses. And you know what? Now, all of a sudden, businesses have choices in where to advertise, where to get customers. For a while, you know what? The local newspaper had something of a monopoly. You know, there's nothing better than advertising on radio, but newspapers had a little bit of a better, you know, a little bit better circulation in some areas, and maybe an ad in a newspaper would be able to get you some customers. Not anymore. Not customers you want. Because for all these years, these newspapers have pandered to the lowest common denominator. And so now they have all these lowest common denominator subscribers, and everybody with intelligence has moved on to the internet, to other places. You know what? I read the paper. I enjoy it. But you know what? That's not my primary source for news, and I bet you it's not yours either. Coming up on Business Nation Radio, we're going to share with you the advertising secrets of businesses on how they are getting more customers. That's coming up because you know what? You don't want to be like the newspapers, going out, getting advertisers, getting subscribers nobody wants, not being able to survive because you have a broken down business model. This is all about creating a new business model that works and a business that is successful for you. Business Nation Radio coming up after this. This is Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. I got to tell you, for the last several months, I've really been feeling pretty overwhelmed. You know, I had a friend of mine a couple of years ago who created a business. Within 18 months, he created a business that generated over $3 million in revenue. And the way the business model worked, there was over $2 million going to the bottom line. Great business, made lots of money, and I got to tell you, for the longest time, on top of the world. And, you know, he was a great guy, but over the course of, you know, with this economy change and some things going on, you know what? His customers, they went out of business. And there's a lot of industries, we don't hear about it all that much, but you know what? There's a lot of industries that existed just a few years ago that are totally gone. There's nobody in that industry anymore because of the way the housing crisis came about, because of the way financing is, because of the way the economy has changed in the last little bit. And so, you know, it wasn't about, you know, what his business was. It was the fact that his customers disappeared. And for the longest time, having that success, he felt successful. And everything that he touched was successful. And he made money in a lot of different ways. But then all of a sudden, when the business went down, when times were tough, it became very difficult. And in many ways, it had as much to do with what was going on in his head than it had with the economy or the opportunities that he had. And I got to tell you, I've been going through a lot of the same things myself. You know, over the last several months, I've had, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there, a lot of new business ventures, a lot of folks, a lot of new things that people are proposing that I can do. And I know you have those too. It's kind of funny when I was just starting out in business, I thought, oh man, how would it be to be one of those people that, I have all these opportunities, I don't have any opportunities. But then all of a sudden, as you start moving forward, as you start getting some success, now all of a sudden everybody wants you to be part of their project. And it really doesn't take very long where you've got to say no a lot more often than you ever thought you had to. But I got to tell you, for the last several months, I have been kind of trying to find focus and trying to figure out what of all the opportunities I have are ones that I should pursue. And this is the exercise that I've gone through. And you know what? Looking out towards the new year, this might be something that's useful for you as well. And what I did is I created a little chart, and across the top of the chart, I put in there five columns. And the first column I headed spiritual. The next I headed health. The next after that, relationships. And then after that, personal. And then I put activities, or I actually put money. You might not be driven by money. So in the spiritual realm, what is it that you're looking to achieve? What do you want? How do you want to grow in your life? You know, it's a good thing to go ahead and jot that down. How about relationships? Do you have any relationships that you need to repair, or relationships that you want to foster? You know, let's make the next 6 weeks all about rebuilding those relationships. Call people you haven't called in a while. Reach out to folks that you need to reach out to. And I don't mean, post something on Facebook. I mean, give them a call or go see them. Health, Have there been some things you need to take care of health-wise? Well, let's go ahead and write that down. And next, personal, are you looking to achieve something that you need to really get a head start on? You know, write that down. And in terms of money, what are the business opportunities you have? And let's outline them. Prioritize the best ones and focus on the ones and say no to the ones that you're not going to take up. Now, with these goals in mind, look at this sheet of paper. Look at this grid. That's what I'm doing, is looking at my grid each day and figuring out, okay, today, how am I going to move this grid forward? These are the most important things in these five aspects of my life. What am I going to do today to make it happen? Now, you know what is a huge part of making that happen and actually focusing on those goals rather than getting embroiled in the day's activity is, as you're looking at the goals, close your eyes. Now, don't, if you're driving in the car, don't close your eyes now. You need to focus on the road. But if you have your goals, see yourself having already accomplished those goals. Imagine what your life is like now that you have achieved those outcomes. And within you will well such a desire to make that happen that you will overcome all obstacles in order to succeed. Succeeding is what we're about here on Business Nation Radio. Today's program is all about internet marketing, not the big national marketing of big companies, but marketing for your business, how you could generate more customers over the internet, and why your website needs to be your best salesperson who works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never calls in sick, never asks for a vacation, never asks for a raise. It is the best salesperson for your business. We're going to talk about how you can use it with my guests coming up after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GURUQUICK.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico, all of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. Do you have a website that's not generating you new customers? Think about that for a second. It's kind of like having a salesperson on your team who every day comes to the office, you give them and pay them money, and yet they don't generate any new customers. I'm Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio, and we're talking about how you can take your website and make it into a customer generation tool. Not just a brochure out there or not just an About Us page, but something that day in and day out generates new customers to your business. My guest today is John Keel. He is the CEO of a company called Improved Results, and he has been helping business owners like you take their websites and convert them from being some brochure thing into being a customer generation tool. Think about that for a second. Every day, new customers calling you because they saw your website. What a great way and a cost-effective way to generate new customers. Now, John, welcome to Business Nation Radio.
Robert, it's great to be with you today.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here because, you know, times are tight and business is tough, and a lot of businesses are looking for new ways to generate customers. You know, maybe they haven't been able to spend as much money on newspaper advertising or invest as much as we both know they should on radio advertising. Why is it so important to have a website that generates customers for their business?
Well, first of all, Robert, it's just another tool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people mistakenly believe it's something magic, but it's not. One's website is just another advertising or marketing tool in the overall marketing mix.
Okay.
One of the things that I just love about it is it works 24/7, and I can even be asleep in bed at night, and if somebody happens to come to my site, if I've got it constructed properly and I've done the right things, they can become a lead, a sales lead or a marketing lead, whatever. And just it works almost like magic sometimes.
Well, let's jump right in on that. And let's what are some of the things that a business owner needs to have on their website in order to make it a customer generation tool?
Real quickly, we came up with something about 7 or 8 years ago called the three get-ems. And these are things that people have to do to use the Internet effectively. And the first get-em is you got to get them to do something, which really relates directly to your question.
Mm-hmm.
And this means then not worrying about having maybe a pretty site, but having a site that has some what I call strong call to action. People online are just like us. They're busy, and we have about 10 to 15 seconds to grab somebody's attention, you know, and not be boring and get them to maybe raise their hand. And what a friend of mine says, give us a shy yes. I don't know that you and I both know that people do business with those that they know, like, and trust.
Well, is clicking on something enough? Should we just get them to click around on our website? Is that...
Well, not even that. I think not even that, because you've been in a restaurant where there's a 10 or 12 page menu and you page through it. What do you want? Nobody can make up their mind.
It's intimidating, all those choices.
And when people have too many choices in the real world, they don't make decisions. Mm. In the online world, they leave your site.
Right.
So we generally try to give people one, no more than two choices of things to do.
Well, it seems like, I mean, I know with business owners, when I was creating my own websites for a long time, I felt like I needed to put everything out there and make it available, because somebody could be a prospective employee looking for a job. It could be a current customer trying to check up on me. It could be a prospect, maybe. And so I was creating a website with all of those people in mind, and it was difficult to figure out how to tailor it to generate new customers. And, you know, new customers are the lifeblood of a business. We know that on Business Nation Radio. And now, John, what one or two things should you put on your website so that we tailor it just for a customer?
Surely. Well, the first thing, and it's only really occurred within the last 12 to 18 months, it's becoming very popular, and that is the use of video.
Mm.
Somebody comes to a video, and again, people do business with people. They don't do business with companies. So that if I, as the company owner, can have a video of me, and these are easily done, you know, with a flip camera or something else like that, they don't have to be professional. Just says, you know, hi, I'm John Keel, owner of such and such. I'm glad you found us. And 30 to 45 seconds, maybe 60 max, But then in the video, and the other part of this, Robert, is, of course, we're part of a TV or television society.
Hmm.
I then tell them in the video what I want them to do. If, for example, I've said, hey, you know, we've got this great free report or something, you know, let's just say a free report that we'd like to get in your hands, and it's not necessarily a sales brochure or report, but it's just information. I'll even, in my videos that I do it, I'll even point to the box that has the report that says, what you need to do is go right over here and give us your information, and we will send you, or you will, you know, get access to that report immediately.
Yeah. Now, what about, should people be creating websites just for customer acquisition? What about all the other people that might be visiting your site?
And that's a basic strategy question. You know, for us, we have a number of different sites depending upon what we want somebody to do. I can create different pages within a site and direct specific traffic or visitors to those pages.
So you could have an overall website for your business, but then when you run a radio ad or a newspaper ad or any kind of other advertisement, you use your new customer website. So you may have one general website and a new customer website. Is that true?
No question. And in fact, we just started a campaign in the last month on a new area that we're moving into.
Mm.
And we have 20 different niches.
Well, I certainly want to hear more about that. And also, you and I were talking before about how Yellow Pages may very well be going away, and these websites that are local, excuse me, that allow people to find you are really going to be their new replacement for the Yellow Pages. Also, I want to ask you about those special reports. Is that okay? All right, we'll have all of that and more coming up on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and we'll be right back with John Keel after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, The Ultimate No-Holds-Barred, Kick-Butt, Take-No-Prisoners Guide to Really Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. When you have a website, that website's job is to generate new customers. My guest today is John Keel, and we're talking about how your website can should generate more customers for you. And before the break, we were talking about having some general websites for customers and having special websites for new customers. And you know what? I know it's all confusing. It's hard to even think of, but it's a lot to remember. But here on Business Nation Radio, we're all about getting you the resources and extra information you need in order to be more successful. And John Keel has actually made a special report available on his website. Let me give you that web address. And if you don't have a pen and paper, go ahead and get it, and I'll give it to you again. But the web address is improvedresults.com. That's improved and then a dash results.com. improved-results.com. I'll give that out in just a moment. Now, John, before the break, we were talking about different websites for different purposes. And I know for a lot of business owners, I mean, it's just enough to get up the website. And now we need more websites for other types of things. You know, what gives here? Why do we have to have so many websites?
Well, and I'll say maybe an easy way to do it is to have different pages within a website. But here's the specific answer. And I'll just give you a real-life one. We are focusing in a new market that has 20 different targets, if you will, 20 different niches. And we are targeting the language on each of those pages to go directly to the particular niche we're after, you know, whether it be personal injury attorneys or orthodontists or whatever, so that people come there and say, wow, this is for me. He's talking to me.
And that would be terribly difficult to try to do in a Yellow Pages or in a print ad or in a newspaper. But on a website, you can create a page just for a particular audience and then run advertising in a place where that audience might see it. So if you're talking about personal injury attorneys, maybe you run an ad in the Personal Injury Attorney magazine. If you're talking about orthodontists, you can run an ad in the Orthodontist magazine. And then when you invite them to contact you, you give them a direct link to the page that's with the specific information just for them.
Exactly. And then it can be tailored for them. And then this really gets into, I want all the you know, I want as many odds on my favor as I can be. Mm-hmm. And if I know you're talking directly to me or you have a sense of what my problems might be, I'll be more likely to listen to what you have to say.
And you hear all these folks that tell you need to niche your market and really be very specific. And that's really kind of what you're talking about, isn't it, John?
Totally.
Where you're creating an entirely new marketing message just for that niche. And that way you can, with a website, you can be marketing to several niches at one time.
No question. And the other thing that you can do, and I just wanted to hit on this, Robert, I may not know going in whether or not my particular message will work. So I advertise and people come to it, and then I measure the results. And if the results aren't what I want, then I change some things, unlike having a Yellow Pages ad, which is good for a year.
That's fascinating. And measurement allows you to improve as you go along, and improving is what we're here about on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. My guest is John Keel. He is the CEO of a company called Improved Results. And let me give you his website, because he has a special report on the things you need to know about internet marketing in order to improve your website. His website is www.improved-results.com. improved-results.com. Now, John, you'd mentioned in the previous segment about having something available for people to download, being a special report or such that they need to put in their email address in order to receive. Why is that important?
Well, it's like having a store, and 100 people come into your store, and if only 2 buy and 98 leave, you've advertised to get 100 people into your store. You've just wasted a lot of money.
Well, so some of them are just lookers.
They're just lookers, and that's fine. But, again, I just had this conversation this morning with somebody. I don't sell things. We don't sell things. We have things available when people are ready to buy. Everyone is not in the same sales cycle. So if I can get your information and begin to develop a relationship with you using email and other methods, then when you are ready to buy, I'll have top of mind presence with you.
And I have found, John, and on my websites that offering these reports, it seems like before, you know, you'd mentioned only having one or two options. And I remember it's like, man, if I give them only one or two options, then they'll leave and then they won't do anything. But what I found by limiting the options and making free information available, if they give me their website, I'm actually able to triple my sales off my website because, you know, I'll have some number of people who go ahead and want to buy immediately, but I'm able to get two times that number just by sending follow-up emails over the next few weeks to the people who came to the website, asked for the information, but weren't ready to buy that very minute they were visiting.
Robert, I had somebody call me last week who had been receiving my emails for 2.5 years. and they said, I'm ready. And I said, well, we're here. But, you know, just think, if we had not done that, that would have been an order that we never would have received.
That's interesting. You got to plant seeds, and those seeds you planted 2.5 years ago. Somebody came to your website. You were able to capture their information. At the time, they were just a looker. But now, because you've nurtured them, that looker turned into a buyer.
That's exactly right.
Well, the website is improvedresults.com, IPROVED-RESULTS.com. John, thank you so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Robert, I've enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right. When you're ready to take your website, and times are tough. These are difficult times out there, and I know business is tight, money's tight. You can't have a website that's not generating you new customers. That thing needs to be, you know, forming new customers, generating new business, and John Keel will show you how. And we'll be right back with more Business Nation Radio Business Building Secrets after this. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website and understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today. The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. Now, have you thought that the internet is one of those things that sells low ticket items, things that are inexpensive, things that are of a small value? Well, my guest today is Bob Ragnaris, author of the book Big Ticket E-commerce, and we're going to talk about how you can transform your business into a big ticket business on the web. If you feel like, oh man, my stuff is too expensive, nobody's going to come to my website and buy it, there's no way I can generate customers over the web because of the prices that I charge, well, I got to tell you, my guest today, Bob Ragnaris, is going to show you how. Welcome, Bob, to Business Nation Radio.
Robert, thanks for having me. I appreciate sharing some stuff with your listeners today.
Well, good. Now, is it really true? I mean, I know your book title is Big Ticket E-commerce, but how big? You know, what is big ticket to you in your book?
Well, I have helped clients sell things from $5 cassettes, which nobody considers big ticket, but how about a $2 to $4 million house?
Wow.
That big ticket enough?
Yeah. Well, and what else in the middle?
Well, we've sold cosmetic dentistry. We've sold cosmetic surgery. Those are $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 procedures. We've sold chiropractic services, which for a chiropractor could be a $2,000 value. We've worked with dentists to sell teeth whitening, which could be several thousand dollars in value. CPAs, lifetime value of a client's about $10,000. Financial planners, which is hundreds of thousand dollars in commissions for the right client. So we really thrive at helping our clients move people through what we call a funnel, getting them interested and introducing them to who you are and what you do, and moving them through a process to actually help make that big ticket decision.
Well, and it's the book is Big Ticket E-commerce. My guest is Bob Ragnaris here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. Now, what is this funnel you're talking about? I mean, are with all of these different websites, if you're selling something that's $5 versus something that's $25, is the website very different? Is it a lot different because of the value needs to change?
Absolutely, it's vastly different. If you're buying something like a DVD, or you're buying a shirt, or a pair of shoes, or sunglasses, it's kind of a point and click decision. Mm-hmm. Amazon.com is the primary website we think of. We point, we click, we add to our cart, and we check out. But have you ever bought it? I mean, you don't go and buy teeth whitening, and you don't buy financial planning services by pointing, clicking, and adding to a shopping cart.
Not at all.
So it's a totally different experience. I need more information if I'm going to buy those services. I need to know who you are, what you offer, what's the benefit to me. It's a much longer sales process. So we have to move them across a process of just being interested to being interested to being a prospect and finally being a client.
Now,
if you just picture it like a funnel, you have a bunch of people coming in. You just narrow them down, and you only talk to the most interested prospects.
Now, is it worthwhile? I mean, why wouldn't you just have them come to your office? Why? What's the benefit of going through the expense and time of creating a website to do this?
Well, we can get a lot of people to our website or to our office, but do we really want to waste our time with people that aren't our right prospects?
Mm.
Wouldn't you rather just talk to the ones that are most interested?
Well, I got to tell you, if I just didn't spend time with the people who were not going to buy, then I would get a whole lot more time back to either serve my customers, do a better job with them, or just enjoy my time to myself. It really seems like you can eat a lot of time on those people who are kind of tire kickers and aren't really ready to buy.
Well, time is your most valuable asset. It's the most limited. You only have 24 hours in a day, and, I hope people aren't working 24 hours, so I want to spend my time as wisely as I can, and I just want to talk to people that are interested in what I have to offer.
Mm. So the website allows you. You mentioned the funnel concept, and I want to talk to you about that. And we might have to go through the details of the funnel after the break. Would you mind staying through the break for just a moment so we can go into
the
detail?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, but first, we have just another minute. I wanted to ask you, with the sifting and sorting. So what the concept is you have lots of people coming to your website, and this funnel that we're going to talk about, and we'll go through the steps of the funnel, but at the end of the funnel, you somehow have the people who are interested then contact you, so that you only have so what's at the bottom of the funnel? What does the end goal look like?
Well, the end goal is actually being in front of your prospect and help them make that buying decision. So the way we do it is we set up a series of yes-no decisions for them to make to move them along the line, and much of that can be automated so that you're not using a lot of manpower to actually introduce those yes-no offers to the people as they move through the process.
So it's kind of like having a salesperson out there who's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and your customers can go there. This must be a lot different than one of those brochure websites that just kind of tells you who we are, maybe who the primary contacts are, and what we do.
Absolutely. You and I both, we go way back. We believe and we preach and we practice direct response advertising. We want to give people great information, but we also want to present them with an offer each and every time to say, are you interested in this? Can I offer you this? And make them say yes or no, and we move them along. A brochure website just presents a bunch of information and never asks the question, would you like to go further with us?
Well, I'm really looking forward to being able to go through that funnel. We'll talk about that after the break. If you want to visit and get more information about Bob Brugneris and his book, his website is freebigticket.com. That's the word freebigticket.com. And he's got an offer there where you can get a copy of the book for free. Just reimburse him shipping. Be right back with Bob Brugneris and his sales funnel for big ticket e-commerce after this brief message. The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, the ultimate no-holds-barred, kick-butt, take-no-prisoners guide to really getting rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico, all of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book, Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glaser. Pick it up today. Have you ever wondered what the upper limit is to what you could sell price-wise on the internet? You know, is there a ceiling to the types of things that people buy on the web? Well, as it turns out, my guest today, Bob Rignaris, has eclipsed any ceiling and is continuing to sell products of higher and higher value on the internet. And today here on Business Nation Radio, he's going to tell you how. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Robert.
Now, go ahead and get a pen and paper, because I'm going to give out Bob's website in just a moment. And he's got an opportunity where you can get a free copy of his book, Big Ticket E-Commerce. And all you need to do is reimburse the shipping, and you can get a copy of that book and really dig into Bob's system. Now, Bob, you had talked about this, setting up a funnel. Is that complicated or difficult to do?
No, it's actually easier and cheaper than setting up a full-blown website. Mm. I've actually talked with a lot of business owners that have invested, you know, multiple thousands, tens and $20,000 for a website, which is nothing more than a glorified brochure. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is creating a more simpler website with one page, or in some cases five pages, and making it very direct and very simple in terms of what it's offering.
Okay. Well, let's dig in. What is, you know, when somebody comes to your website, they see an ad, they see an article that you wrote for a magazine, you pasted it on the web somewhere, and then they come to your website, what is it that they see?
Well, one step before that, okay, you have to understand people use the internet to find answers to questions and solve problems. So the internet is great at capturing those types of prospects. And when you capture their attention with an ad or a search engine listing or a banner or an article, they are coming to your site already pre-qualified for that type of information. Hmm. And when you get them to your site, what you want to do is you want to continue that conversation. So if we have a client in Houston who's a financial planner, this is attracting people who are looking for someone to help them manage retirement. They're in their 50s, and they're interested in working with a planner to help them get things ready for the next 15 years of their employment. Okay. So I want to continue that conversation. If I have an ad for somebody who's in their 50s looking to manage their funds and keep their 401k up to speed, I want to continue that conversation on that landing page. So I'm going to have a great headline, and I'm going to have an offer for some free information specifically about that topic.
Okay. So on that landing page, when they come there, they came because they wanted something in particular, some piece of information they're trying to use the internet for research. And
yeah,
so if you immediately try to say, buy this, they're not looking for that. They're looking for information. And so kind of just like you would bait a hook if you were going fishing, you've got to put what the fish wants. Here in this case, you got to put what the customer wants. And what the customer wants at this point, because they're in the research phase, is free information. So that's kind of the candy that you dangle in front of them in order to get them to take action on your site.
Absolutely, and you know, we've talked in the past, we talk about the power of one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to fish with 10 different hooks with 10 different baits. We want that bait that we know that works the best, and we're going to focus in on that one item, and we're going to give them something of value. You know, you can see on my website, I give away a copy of my book. We have clients that give away CDs, DVDs, downloadable reports, something of value that contains information which is going to help my prospect move that next step down the line towards being a high-paying client.
Now, what's the next step look like? So they get their free information, but you can't run a business by giving away free information. What's the next step that helps them move down the line and become a customer?
Well, there's a couple things that you could do, but the key word you want to remember is follow-up. I need to make sure that I don't lose track of this person. They've given me valuable information, their name, their email address, their phone number, their address. I want to follow up with them. I want to reinforce my messages. I want to reinforce the benefits of what I offer. So we can do that with an email sequence. We can use a piece of software called an autoresponder and automatically email this person. We could do things like host a teleseminar or a webinar. We could actually do phone follow-up. We have a number of clients that will actually follow up with prospects over the phone. So the key here is you want to follow up, and you want to move them to the next spot in your funnel, which is helping them move to the place where they are ready to make that purchase with you.
So you're using this as a way of generating leads that you can follow up either with a automatic responder. I mean, I remember one of my first jobs was I was in charge of sending out the mail pieces when we got leads. We would have all these mail steps back then because there was no email, and we had this little tickler file, and on day 3 we would mail a certain letter, and then on day 10 we'd have a different letter, and it was my job to kind of keep up with all of that. But now there's automated software to do that via email. So it's a way of continuing. You've identified somebody who is interested in a particular piece of information. They have a problem. They came, found your site, and now ask for more information in order to solve the problem. And now because they've asked, you now know they're interested, and you have the opportunity to follow up with them and convert them from somebody who's kind of kicking the tires, thinking about this, to actually becoming a customer.
Absolutely. And the more you're in tune with your market, you'll understand how long that sales cycle is. So for certain markets, it might be 2 weeks. For some markets, it might be 2 months. Some places, we have clients where it's a 12-month sales cycle. So you just have to understand what the follow-up needs to be, what the typical time in between a purchase decision is made, and make sure that you keep whetting their appetite and fulfilling their need for information and growing credibility and grow a relationship with them as much as you can to the point where they're ready to make that purchase decision.
All right. It's Big Ticket E-Commerce. The website is www.freebigticket.com, where you can get a copy of the book, Big Ticket E-Commerce, for free. My guest with Bob Rigneris. Thank you, Bob, for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Check out Bob's website at freebigticket.com. You definitely want to have this marketing funnel in your system. It helps you identify individuals who are interested and communicate with them on an automated fashion so that they can be sift and sort themselves, decide if they want more information, decide if they want to contact you, and so that you're only dealing with people who are ready to do business. It's a great system. freebigticket.com. Thanks a lot, Bob. I look forward to seeing you next time on Business Nation Radio. I'll have to come back and give some more information.
Anytime, Robert. Just give me a call.
All right. We'll be right back with marketing strategies to build your business after this brief message. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day, automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website and understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today. Is your head buzzing from all this internet marketing talk, all this computer mumbo jumbo? I understand. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. And for years, I was an offline marketer. I mean, what else kind of marketer was there? You had to send mail because that's all there was. It was mail and advertising and magazines. And, you know, somebody would call or, you know, call into a toll-free number. I remember thinking that these toll-free number automated hotlines were the thing where somebody could call a toll-free number and leave a voicemail message asking for information. And then you could follow up and give them the information by mailing it to them. It's this crazy technology. Now, today on the internet, you can have a website, ask somebody to tell them you've got a video, tell them you've got a special report, and ask them to give you their email address in order to take a look at the information that you have available. Then, you know, chances are you'll have something in the neighborhood of 30 to 40% of the people who visit your site will go ahead and give you their email address. So automatically you have gotten 70% of the people who came to your site. You know they're not interested enough in what you have, what you're offering, in order to even give you their email address. Better to get rid of them now than to spend time on the telephone or to spend time with those folks in your office. So a good 70% of them leave right about. So now you're down to the 30% who are willing to give you their email address. They come to your website, you give them your special report, maybe have a video or two teaching them what they need to know about buying your products and services, giving them free information, giving them advice, giving them input, you know, really pouring your heart out and sharing what you know with them. And I know a lot of business owners tell me, but if I tell them everything I know, then they won't want to do business with me because then they'll have everything that they need to have in order to do this themselves. You know, some of those folks maybe, but chances are those folks wouldn't have done business with you. They weren't ready to do business. If they are just looking for free tools and then they're going to go about doing it themselves, they would have gotten free tools from someone else. But the customers that are ready, they're going to be so connected to you. They're going to trust you so much that they can't wait to get you on the phone to do business with you because you are a giver to them. You are somebody who has poured their heart out, put information, made it available, gave it away, didn't ask them for money, and was sharing everything that you have in order to help that person be better. Now, those folks are going to turn around and be great customers for you. Those are the types of customers you want. You want people who will appreciate what you provide. You want people who see you as a giver, who want to try to give back to somebody. And you want to attract those types of people. And so this is a great model to attract people that you want as customers and to repel the ones you don't. If there's too scared, too feeble to give you their email address, you don't want them. If all they're looking is to ask a bunch of questions and get a bunch of free information, better to give them that free information in an automated way that doesn't take your time. You do it once, it works for you over and over again. And so you get rid of those groups of customers, and all you're left with is the percentage who are ready to do business with you. Automated internet marketing works. You need to check it out. Next week, though, we're actually going to go old school and talk about offline marketing, direct mail. We're going to talk about how you can generate customers by going and getting them rather than waiting for them to come and see your website. What did you think about today's program? Check me out on my blog at robertskrobe.com. That's R-O-B-E-R-T-S-K-R-O-B. I appreciate your comments, appreciate input and ideas, questions. Go to my blog and post a comment. I'd be happy to read every comment and reply when I can. Until next week, this is Robert Skrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio.